Chazar Zechanish Rabbi Cheskel Shalgam Rav Yehuda Masech Zeirin Daf Mem Vav. Rav said Rabbi Yaakov Yidi in the name of Yehuda Malevi passing Zechar Beyechin Menuri. Zeira asked Rabbi Yaakov Yidi, did you hear this directly from Yehuda Malevi, or are you inferring it from something else he said? He said, I heard it directly from him in a very direct and explicit way. What did Rabbi Yeshua say that Rabbi Zeira thought his psach may be inferred from? Rabbi Yeshua said elsewhere that regarding Eiruv, we always passing like the one who's Mekel. If Itaka says this, then why does he need to again say that he passes like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, who is Mekel regarding Erev? The Gemara says, Rabbi Zeir said, if Rabbi Yeshua would have only said that he passes like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, we would think he passes like him regarding a sleeping person getting 2,000 amos, which is a kula, and regarding Hefer Kalim getting a tchum, which is a chumrah, meaning we think we follow him both ways. That's why you also have to say we pass him like the Mekel regarding Erev to make it clear that we only pass like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri regarding a sleeping person, not regarding the Hefker Kalim. Rabbi Zeir said, why didn't he just say we follow the Mekel, and he doesn't have to say he follows Rabbi Yechon ben Uri? Where he says, we would have thought that we only pass him like the Mekel when he's opposed by another individual Tana, but not when he's Mekel and being opposed by the Chachamim. That's why we have to say he passes like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri over here, even though he's opposed by the Chachamim. Rabbi asked Abaye, since Eirvin is only the Rabbanim, why would we think we don't pass him like the Mekel just because he's opposed by a Rabbim? Rav Papa asked Rava, we find that even by the Rabbanim, we treat an individual view opposed by many differently than an individual view opposed by another individual. For example, Rav Elazar says in a Mishnah regarding a woman who hasn't seen blood for 90 days and then sees blood, that that only the food she touches from the moment that she sees the blood is tamei, not retroactively, because typically we go 24 hours retroactive. The Rabbanim argue, the Braisa says that Rebbe once passed like Rav Elazar when he remembered that the halacha doesn't clearly follow Rav Elazar. He said we can still rely on Rav Elazar in times of dire need because of the year of hunger and making the food tummy would have been more making things difficult. So what does it mean after he remembered that halacha doesn't clearly follow Rabbi Elazar? It must mean that after he remembered that it was the Rabbanon who argued on Rabbi Elazar and not just an individual, and he said Rabbi Elazar can be relied upon because it was a dire situation, a shasat chak. Clearly we see that even though this din of 24-hour look-back period is only the Rabbanon, still there's a difference if the individual is opposed by another individual or if it's opposed by a rabbin of many. Rabbi Shashi asked Rava, we find that Rabbi Akiva is Mekel and the Rabbanon are Machmer regarding some halachas of Avelis. Rabbi Rachanan named Rabbi Yechanan says, well, although we normally have to follow the majority who is Machmer, in this case we will pass like Rabbi Akiva because Shmuel says we pass like the Mekel regarding Hilchas of Avelis. It seems that regarding all other Hilchas of the Rabbanon, we would not follow the individual view when it's opposed by many. Rav Papa has another territory. He says the reason Rabbi Yeshua had to say we pass like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri is because we would think that he only passes like the Mekel for a Ruvi Chatzeris, maybe not for a Ruvi Techumen. We find in the Mishnah where that there is a difference between the two. Like Rabbi Yehuda says that the Ruvi Techumen can only take effect with the consent of the person that is being made for, because it's benefits and detriments involved, and in Chavon the other Melech El Bafanam. Whereas a Ruvi Chatzeris may be made for a person without his consent. It's only benefit. Therefore, we can make it for the person even without his consent. Rav Ashi says we would have thought that Rabbi Yeshua passes like the Mekel only when we have a definite Erev whose kashrus, whose validity now comes into question. However, when the question is whether the Erev was ever good to begin with, maybe we wouldn't follow the Mekel. That's why we have to clearly say that we pass like Mekel ben Uri even in that case. We find that Rabbi Yosi in a Mishnah differentiates between the two. He says that a minimum amount is necessary for an Erev only at its establishment when you're making it for the first time. But however, once a good Erev has been established, even if only a minute amount exists, the Erev will still remain kosher. Yaakov Rav Zvika say we pass like Rabbi Akiva when he's opposed by an individual, like Rabbi Yosi, even when he's opposed by many, and like Rebbe when he's only when he's opposed by an individual. Rav Asi says we follow these general rules as guidelines to actually pass on halachas. Rachi Rabbi says we don't announce these general rules in public, but we may follow them for individual questions that arise. Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, says we don't pass them based on these general rules, but if one did, we don't have to reverse the decision. Rabbi Yaakov Yidin and Rabbi Yechanan said when Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda argue, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi argue, the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. By extension, when Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi argue, the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. Rav Asi said when Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon argue, the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Abba in the name Rabbi Yechanan said that when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. By extension, we would say that we're going to follow Rabbi Yosi over Rabbi Shimon as well. Who do we follow when Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon argue? Teiku. Rav Mishashi said we do not follow these general rules. Where does he see that we don't follow these general rules? Maybe he sees it from our Mishnah, where Rav Shimon brought the case of the three chatzeres and said the milchatz is permitted with the outer two and the outer two with it, but the outer two chatzeres are usher to each other, because the erev was only made between each outer and the middle, but not between the two outers. And the fact that Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, in the name of Rav, passes like Rav Shimon, even though the Rabbanim, which presumably is Rav Yehuda, argues with Rav Shimon in the Braisa. So we see that we're not following the general rule. The Gemara says, but this can't be his base, because it could be that we are told to pass in a particular way, we do that. And the general rule would only come into effect when we're not specifically told how to pass. So this can't be the base for his reason of saying that we don't follow the general rule. Moore says maybe it's from a mission that discusses how much must be left out of an Erev in a city that used to have more than 600,000 people, but now has less. A city with 600,000 people may not be encompassed with one Erev. So a city that used to have that many people and now does not have, must leave an area out of the Erev. Does not include in the Erev. Shimon Rav Yehuda argues that how large a space must be left out. And Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, the name of Rav, passes like Rav Shimon, even though he argues in Rav Yehuda. So maybe that's the base of Rav Shashi saying he doesn't follow the general rules. The Mara says, no, this can't be Rav Shashi's reason, because it could be that we were told to pass in a certain way. We do. And the general rule only comes into effect where we're not told how to pass. So this can't be his base. And we'll continue with this Gemara tomorrow.